This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
And we turn to the man who gives us advice on good rest, a good lifestyle of being healthy.
The man that gets us physical.
Absolutely. This song doesn't necessarily make me fall asleep, but still, good evening, Chris Gregorio.
Good evening, guys. Is this song become like the theme song?
Yeah. I did Macho Macho Man by the Village People, but I thought it was a little bit too, like, cliched.
So
I thought a bit of Olivia Newton-John, a bit of physical. Do you know?
Physical. Well, maybe not tonight, but you know.
The topic for tonight actually isn't quite physical. It's quite peaceful, actually. It's probably the most peaceful state of mind, which is a quote from Shakespeare's play Macbeth.
Yes.
Sleep, oh wondrous sleep. Which it is so wondrous when you do actually are in it.
Jenny's reading that, isn't she?
No.
Where'd you pull that out?
I always pull Shakespearean quotes, didn't you? You always make a comment on that going, Jenny, where'd you know that? You actually read that.
I can't believe you've read something apart from Who say, or NW or something.
I never read NW. Yes, but anyway, if I said something like Ode to Joy, you'd be like, where'd you pull that from? Shakespeare. Well, sounds Shakespearean.
It's good. It's well done anyway. But let's get back to sleeping because you're sending me there.
Yes.
So sleep. Let's be a little bit about sleep, I guess. One of the essential elements of life. If we don't get enough sleep, basically it affects us in many ways. And I guess with you guys doing multiple jobs and stuff, I'm sure you've been affected by sleep. I mean, some of the interesting stats. Adults need about 7-8 hours and pregnant women need more, of course. But if you don't get enough sleep, let's say you haven't slept for 17 hours.
Is that because they're sleeping for two?
It could be. You can actually get a blood alcohol level, the equivalent to a blood alcohol level of 0.05. If you don't sleep for 17 hours, you actually have the effects of being drunk.
Really?
Believe it or not. But I mean, there's many, many things about sleep. But so I'm sure you've had situations. Let's put it in the context of exercise, if you like. Have you gone to do some exercise, Ginny, and you've been tired?
I actually feel a bit dizzy. I remember that if I didn't have enough sleep the night prior and I go to do, like, say, a weight session.
Yeah.
You know, when you actually lift, or if you're squatting especially if you're doing legs, which are such big muscles and it needs a lot of blood and a lot of
demanding
energy.
Demanding exercise, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. I actually feel quite faint or dizzy because I haven't enough rest and my body can't sustain the amount of weight that I would lift if I had been well rested.
Yeah, things like recovery rates and energy levels are definitely going to be down. So, in the context of exercise, if you're wanting to grow muscle, which is an interest, you know, you mentioned weights. So, yeah, you'll see that if you don't get enough sleep, your muscles aren't going to repair and actually grow anyhow to actually get bigger. But you also need to be able to push heavy weights and push reasonable amounts of size. So, yeah, if you don't have the strength, you're not going to actually be there. So, and as I say, sleep's our body's way of rejuvenating. So, yeah, it's something that is quite easy to sort of discard, especially when we're busy and stressed. But, generally you want to get about 7 to 8 hours a night if you can.
Yep.
And that it affects us in many ways. For example, you know, weight is something that when people come and say, I want to exercise and lose weight, if you're not getting enough sleep, the experts are now saying that there's a connection, direct connection between, you know, increase of our waistlines and not getting enough sleep. So people who basically sleep less than 6 hours are more likely to carry a higher percentage of body fat than those that sleep than sleep 8 hours.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, I know you always told me when we were training to actually get a lot of sleep and it regenerates and helps your body repair and it actually...
Yeah, well, muscle repair is something that's going to happen pretty much. It's the most efficient way of repairing it is while you sleep. So, you know, if you ever notice, if you've ever done a good workout, one of our hard workouts, and you've been sore the next day, if you've been out partying and haven't slept very well, you can be sore for days, you know, 3-4 days. It just stays because if you... Especially some of these... I don't know, the party thing is not as big as it used to be in Melbourne, is it?
But I don't know. SMS 0427.
We're at a party.
Where's the party at tonight? Apart from in the studio,
because you don't party these days. You're taken. So
I was out Saturday night till 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, were you really?
I'll have you know, a well-known
half three.
Venue.
3:30 was it? Yeah.
I was in bed like by 8. So I don't think it's contingent on marital status.
No, or age. Just because I'm a bit older.
A little bit older,
but a little bit wiser.
Like
so
12 years older.
On air. I told you, don't do that. But I know that to help you get to sleep, you shouldn't have any distractions before you go to bed. So turn off your TV because you get stimulated, don't you, basically?
Absolutely, yeah. A couple of things to help with that certainly would be is also have a think about your meals as well. So a general rule, don't have a a meal after 8 p.m. or anything that's high energy or simple carbs. You don't really want to be doing that going to bed, because metabolism is going to be fired up. It can keep you awake. You want to make your room sleep friendly, which is good. So remove distractions. Ideally, you want to take out your TV. And if you've got any pets, you know, don't let them run around in a room, because they're gonna keep you going. So, have a bit of a relaxation ritual. So you might want a really good one, actually. I've never really sort of mentioned this to you guys, but you can actually sit there. I don't know if you ever try this. It's like a meditation-y thing. You actually picture every muscle in your body, and you lay on your bed and you go, right, I'm going to start at my toes. I'm going to relax my toes. Take a few rest.
Oh, I've tried that before.
Yeah.
I've never gotten through to my head.
And you work your way up. Yeah,
I think
you start
the last
at your toes.
One. Yeah, you start at your toes and you go to your ankles and to your calves and that.
Yeah, that's it.
I think I fell asleep when I got to my hips.
Got to your hips?
Yeah, my hips don't lie.
Wow.
But they let me sleep.
Their hips just let it all go, yeah. So actually, you can store tension in your hips, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
So if you're relaxing your hips and you're lying there and you're just. It can all just go.
There you go.
Very good thing.
Chris Gregorio,
there you go, guys.
The expert on health and fitness, telling us all about sleep. Thank you very much for your time today. We'll chat to you next week.
Woo-hoo.
Yay!
Jeez, guys.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.